Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Rolex Friday, and I am Glenn DeGeek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's April 26th, episode 645, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
Man, you say Rolex Friday, that just sends shivers down my spine. Did you guys sit in front of your computer and watch? I think I watched more dressage yesterday than I actually do when I'm at Rolex on Thursdays.
That's because you couldn't be shopping. That's because you weren't shopping.
That's true. That's true. In between rides, I did not go over to the trade fair and spend some more money and then come back over with some sort of like fried Oreo cookie ice cream. And oh my gosh, I want that right now.
And you didn't have, you weren't carrying your really big red Bit of Britain bag full of stuff.
Oh, I know. Bit of Britain has been my friend for a long time at Rolex.
You know, it is one of the things, you know, I was thinking about some of the little things about going to Rolex that, and one of the things you do see is those red Bit of Britain bags. It's something that sticks in your mind because half the people there have them.
It's a badge of honor to carry that bag.
Yeah.
It is. It is. And you know why? It's because, you know, no matter where I've lived, I haven't had a Bit of Britain within driving distance. So to go to Rolex and to be able to try out these eventing products and to try on half chaps before you buy them online, you know, unfortunately, that's kind of what we have to do nowadays. You know, the local tech stores have gone the way of the internet. So to go to Rolex and to have the option to try on those Ariat half chaps or to put on that cross country vest and all of those things, to be able to do all that at the same tent, it's so amazing for some of us who don't live up in New England and have, you know, a Bit of Britain sitting next door.
Now, did you, and, you know, I some of that, I guess, gets lost on me because I worked for them for 5 years and went to all the shows and did all the things. But it was, you know, when I worked with them and went down to Rolex and for 2 or 3 years I went down and helped out at the tent, it's crazy. I mean, when you're working at the Bit of Britain tent, and, you know, for those that don't know, you know, the Kentucky Horse Park is fairly large, but Bit of Britain has the largest tent there, and it's the go-to store there. And it's huge. I mean, it's just huge. And you literally, for 4 days, cannot walk in that tent. Sunday morning, forget it. You just can't even get in the tent. And if you're an employee there, we resorted to having to yell at each other from across the tent. I mean, you couldn't find each other. It was incredible.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting, and it is the one. It's the one tax store that is focused on eventing. John Nunn, who owns Bit of Britain, is an eventer. Everything that he sells in there is for eventing. You don't have to sift through hunter jumper stuff or western stuff. If you're an eventer, that's kind of where you go. You can find the most random stud plugs and all sorts of weird stuff that you can't get on Dover or Smart, you know, any of those other catalogs. They pretty much are Bit of Britain exclusive. So to be able to go and put your hands on some of those products are great. Anyway, this is not a Bit of Britain commercial. They're not even sponsoring today's show.
I know.
I just wanted to.
But, you know, you have to talk about shopping when you talk about Rolex. I mean, it's part of the deal.
I know. I know.
Now, let me
and
ask
Kentucky
you a question.
Performance Products also has a booth there, Glenn, don't they?
Yeah,
so you can actually go
do.
And
yep.
talk to them about your supplements. Go see the people over at KPP. I think Karen's probably there. You can meet her. So if you're at Rolex, you have no excuse as far as being there and meeting all these people that are on our show.
That's correct. And, of course, Judy from Fleece Works is there. I saw a picture posted on Facebook this morning. So, you know, if you're shopping there, if you are at Rolex, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 347-637-3238. We'd love to hear from you. And Jennifer, you're going to tell us about some people that are there that are going to be checking in with us this morning.
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, the annual eventing spectacle known as Rolex is well underway in Lexington, Kentucky, as you have heard. And we will be getting reports from several different perspectives this morning. Competitor Jessica Phoenix with the insider's look at dressage on the first day, and, of course, a preview of the cross-country course, which she has probably walked a dozen times by now. And Katie Murphy, first-timer, is going to bring us her point of view. This is her first trip down to Rolex, Kentucky, and we're going to see how she feels about what is arguably the most beautiful horse show venue you're going to find north of the Rio Grande. And, of course, it's really bad ad day, and we will be finishing out our Friday with a laugh and a guffaw.
Thank you, Jennifer. Before I get to my daily Winnie, did you cry yesterday because you weren't there? Were you sitting there weeping in a pile of goo?
I did not weep once, but on cross-country day, that may change.
And, you know, it's I checked the weather. It's supposed to be like an 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms tomorrow. With the temperatures in the low 60s. So it's going to be chilly and rainy for cross-country day. Oh, haven't we lived that one before?
Oh, I still would love to be there.
Here we go. My daily Winnie goes out to somebody who got to ride yesterday. If you remember right, on Wednesday, we played an interview that we did with Caitlin Silliman. She is the second youngest rider in the field. She works for Boyd Martin and is trained by Boyd Martin, and she got to ride her horse that was hurt in the True Prospect Fire back in 2011, her horse named Hoku. And Hoku and Caitlin did very well. They took a 53.7 after dressage and are sitting tied for sixth place. So good job. I was so impressed. Did you get to see that one at all?
Oh, she was just absolutely incredible. It was so pleasant of a test. It was just, she just looked happy. The horse looked happy. They were really communicating well. And wow, what a spectacular horse. So I'm super excited for them.
Good. Terrific. Well, I'm glad to hear that she's doing well, and we wish her the best for the rest of the weekend, and we'll be keeping an eye on her. All right, your chance.
I was having a hard time deciding on a daily Winnie today because there's so much stuff going on and so many people to celebrate. So I'm just going to go give my daily Winnie to the USEF Network. If you go to usefnetwork.com, we'll post it on our Facebook page later on. That's where you sit at your computer when you're pretending to do work and you watch Rolex. They've got every test. It's like it's on a live television show, and it was free. I just clicked on it, and there's the dressage arena. They have great camera angles. I was kind of irritated. I'm like, I don't want to see his face. Like, pull back. I want to see the horse. You know, like, I want to see the free walk. I want the extended walk, and they're showing me Andrew Nicholson's mug, and I'm like, come back up. Anyway, it was all free. They have somebody that's commentating. It is just really well done. So USEF Network. Now, my second daily Winnie, which is kind of tied into the first one, is I don't want to brag. I do want to brag. The horse that's in first place, the horse that's in second place, and the horse that are in eighth place, top 10, three off-the-track thoroughbreds. Three OTTBs, baby.
Yeah, that's terrific.
I'm super proud. Yeah.
Yay.
So,
and then you too. Also had here, too, and I saw an update this morning that Jenny Brannigan had a wild thing happen yesterday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Jenny Branigan. I think it was her groom was out lunging Kambalda, or they call him Ping. And he, you know, how many times you go to a three-day event and you're lunging your horse and somebody's horse gets loose, whether it's yours or mine or somebody's horse goes streaming back to the barn and you see that lunge line attached, you know, as it's flapping in the wind, making the horse run even faster. That did definitely not happen to Jet and I the other day in my own arena. So he got loose, but unfortunately, he ran back to the barn and slipped and fell on the pavement. Now, you're talking Rolex morning when you have to ride dressage. So a whole team of vets and supporters are working incredibly hard right now to try to get Kambalda or Ping sound for dressage. Now, he was supposed to go yesterday, but really in an unprecedented move, the ground jury actually let her switch her dressage ride time to try to keep the horse sound. She's going to ride today. I think she rides after Philip Dutton goes on one of his horses. So that is just admirable that they're being that kind. But can you imagine, like, going into Rolex? She's, like, 25 years old. She's our first Rolex. Going into Rolex and, like, your horse gets loose and hurts himself. Oh,
yeah.
Heartbreaking.
Well, there's somebody that might know something about that, and she's on the line right now. We're going to check in with the person who was my pick, by the way, for Rolex this year, is Jessica Phoenix, and we rode Exponential yesterday. And she rides for Canada. Good morning, Jessica.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
Hey,
it's
Jess.
So good to have you back again. Well, before
Thanks.
We get off of that topic, do you know anything about Jenny's horse this morning?
I have not heard an update. I know that she has a lot of great people surrounding her, so I'm sure that they're doing everything in their power to get him feeling good for today.
That was a good thing, of the ground jury letting her switch. That doesn't always happen at shows, but I'm glad they did that this time.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I think it's great.
Well, tell us about your day yesterday.
Well, the warm-up was fantastic, and then I think we just warmed up a little too long and did not get what we were really wanting in the ring, unfortunately.
Was there an area that really was troublesome for you yesterday?
Honestly, we haven't been doing pre-rides on him at all last year, and this was actually the first time we did a pre-ride with him for dressage all year, and I think it was just a little too much. He was going really, really well. I mean, he's moving the best he's ever moved. At the fork, he had his best test ever. And I think it was just all a little too much preparation for him yesterday.
Yeah.
However, you live and learn, and he's in great health, good and sound. So I think we're in good shape.
Go ahead.
That's just part of, sadly, it doesn't matter what level you're riding at, that can be one of your problems at any level, is getting out there and doing too much or not enough before warm-up. It's such a hard thing to time, like, exactly what you're going to do right before you go in to have your horse at its best, and I know you've had him at his best in certain times, and it's as a lower-level eventer, it's interesting to hear that still plagues advanced riders, timing thing.
Absolutely.
Sorry, girl. I feel
That's
you.
All right.
Well, now
no
I'm sure that you've gotten out and now you've ridden that cross country course there at the Kentucky Horse Park several times, and I'm sure you've gotten out to take a look at it this year. What's different? What's new? How do you feel about it?
The course looks beautiful. I mean, you couldn't get better ground to gallop on, and it's presented so beautifully. The jumps are big and solid and really inviting. There's a lot of great technical questions out there. I think the biggest thing is that it's a little bit longer. There's an extra loop that's been added this year, so it'll be a real endurance test for these horses. But again, very, very well presented, and I think everyone's really excited to get out there.
Now, I have seen that all of the riders were pretty excited to see that Andrew Nicholson also thought the course was huge. Do you feel like it's huge? I mean, really, he's done a good job of making it pretty imposing.
Yeah, I mean, when the Wegs were here in 2010, it's very comparable, and they are big fences. Like, this is a true four star. It looks like a four star for sure.
Wow, this coming from the girl who skipped around London at the Olympics.
Yeah.
I mean, watching you ride, girl, it was like it brought tears to my eyes to watch you and your horse talk to each other. And just you have seen so many people that you admire and you watch all the time have so much trouble. And to watch you guys just eat up that course in London was just so inspirational. And I know you're going to be amazing tomorrow or Saturday. Yeah, that's tomorrow on cross country.
Yep.
And I can't wait to see you.
Thank you. Just as a heads up, we may actually take him to Jersey Fresh now and just try and get a better dressage test out of him.
Oh, yeah?
Come
on.
Yeah, we may scratch and go to Jersey. And, I mean, he's such a good jumper, and he has nothing to prove with his jumping. But, boy, I would sure like to kind of hammer away at this dressage while we have this off year. And really get in good shape for the Wegs next year.
Wow, so you're actually really considering that, huh?
Yep, that's definitely something on our minds today, and I think we'll probably make the call later tonight.
And I want to stress to everybody how hard a decision that is for Jessica, because she loves running fast and jumping high, and that's got that is a very hard decision for you to make, because I know you want to be out there tomorrow.
I totally do, and I mean, there's no other horse that I would rather tackle this course on than Exponential, because he is such an incredible jumper and such an efficient galloping horse. But I think, I mean, he's proved himself over and over again with the jumping, and we really need to get to the bottom of this dressage. And I think this is, I mean, there's no better time to do that than this year when we have no major games coming up.
Girl, wow, that's a huge decision, and I know it's going to be incredibly tough. Is your team, who is part of your team, and who are your sponsors right now, and does that play into kind of their thoughts too, or is it what you say goes?
Well, definitely we have our team coach, Clayton Fredericks, who's awesome. We've really enjoyed working with him this year.
Love him.
So definitely referring to him and his views, and also our team manager. So yeah, I think that it's all a factor, and I think we've got...
Oh, you still there? Jessica?
Why don't we hang up and try to call her right back? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Why don't we...
Yeah, I
Jennifer,
think she went away on
us.
She went away. So, yeah, Jennifer, if you can just try and give her a call back, and we'll finish up the interview with her. I don't know what happened there. That was a weird beeping, and she went away.
Wow,
maybe they,
that scoop, though. I can't believe that. I totally planned on going a whole different way with her in that interview, and then she threw that at us. But, wow, she's right, though. That horse has been as impressive as they get. I mean, watching that horse in London – in the Olympic Games, you can't get any better than that. And she's right, you know, and you got to look out for your horse.
That is correct. And, what I said is true. It would be a tough decision for her to make because, you know, every eventer, not just Jessica, but every eventer loves doing it. I think we have her back. Are you back, Jessica?
I'm back.
Okay. We just wanted to wrap up here. And, you know, that's a tough decision you're making today. Good luck with it, and if you do run tomorrow, we'll be watching and cheering you on.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Well,
good luck.
I'm always impressed that you put your horse first. A four-star takes an awful lot out of him, and I'm proud of you for doing the decision that's right for him, and good for you, and we'll be cheering for you at Jersey Fresh if that's where you go.
Thank you, guys.
All right. See you then.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, that's got to be tough. You can almost hear it in her voice.
Do you know what this means, Glenn?
What's this mean? I know what it means. It means my pick is about to withdraw from the whole competition. I mean, not only did she I just, oh. Mm-hmm. You know, I get to pick another one. If my pick withdraws, do I get the second pick?
We'll see. Depends on who you pick. But go ahead.
I'm picking Andrew Nicholson and Calico Joe.
Yeah, dream on. Hey, you know what's funny about this, actually, is that the riders, the horses, the riders that had multiple horses, like Andrew and like William Fox Pitt and like my pick, they actually got to choose the order in which they ride their horses, which is, again, something that never happens. So, like, Bruce Davidson got to pick which order he rode his horses in, and James Alliston, if you notice, he's saving his best for last, which is my pick, Tivioli. There you go.
Well, let's go. Why don't you go down through the top 10 and give everybody who the top 10 is after day one of dressage. Now, what happens here for those that aren't really into eventing is we had day one of dressage at the Rolex Kentucky 4-star event yesterday. And then today will be day two of dressage. Tomorrow, Saturday, will be cross-country day, and that'll be televised live, too. You can get it on USEF Network. And then Sunday is the stadium jumping to determine the winners. But why don't you give us, after day one of dressage, who the top 10 are, and we'll see how the picks did, because I think Jennifer's being represented very well with her pick.
Well, in first place, we just mentioned him, Andrew Nicholson and Calico Joe, an off-the-track thoroughbred who went in there and just moved like a warm blood. You can actually see the test if you want to go to eventingnation.com. It's probably on page 2 or page 3 by now, but you can watch his test. It is just impressive. Becky Holder is sitting in second place on her off-the-track thoroughbred named Can't Fire Me. You know, she just retired Courageous Comet, her other gray horse. And Becky was incredibly, incredibly welcomed when she came in the arena and when she left the arena. She had a big, big cheering section. Now, in a surprise kind of third place, a Canadian rider named Shandis McDonald with Rockfield Grant Juan is sitting in third place. And, again, a big Irish warm blood, just an amazing mover, and she rode a really nice test. Now, sitting in fourth place, you've got William Fox Pitt with Sea Cookie. Fifth place, Jennifer's pick, Will Faudry. Paolo. Jennifer, did you see his test yesterday?
I have to say, I'm embarrassed to say no, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That's okay. He's so good looking. Oh, whatever. That was the one I did not mind the close-ups on his face. And then Caitlin Silliman, who actually we had a bunch of listeners pick because she was on our show, Catch a Star, is sitting in sixth place. And you've got Kristen Schmoltz with Ballylaughin' Brecken. Then Lynn Szymanski with what?
I love the name, Ballylaughin' Brecken.
Ballylaughin' Brecken, that's got to be an Irish horse. Lynn Szymanski with Donner. Bruce Davidson is sitting in that ninth place with Mar de Amor, and that's Buck Davidson. Christy Nunick with R-Star, a West Coast eventer, watched her test, and it was really, really impressive. She does really well out here in California. Then you've got Buck Davidson sitting with Park Trader, Jan Bin with Binny, with Sid Kent, and it goes on down from there. Anybody you're curious about?
Well, I was glad to see Holly Bennett is in the top 15. She's sitting in 14th place out of Canada.
Yeah.
She's been a regular and been a guest in our show several times. Her and her husband,
yeah,
actually, riding Gin and Juice. And, you know, I love that horse, and I've loved watching that horse over the years. And, you know, you can't count Holly out of this. I think by the end you'll see them in the top 10 for this.
No, she's amazing. And when she was doing her dressage test yesterday, obviously she's a hot little thoroughbred mare. And just watching the test and listening to the announcer just sit there and go, she's really working hard. She's really doing a good job trying to keep this mare together. You could just see that the mare was like, I'm going to explode. Just
yeah.
please. Let me out there, you know, and she did all the movements, and she did them actually pretty well, but not relaxed enough to please the judges in the top, you know, five. But it was she did really well keeping her together. And the mayor's like, cross country, cross country, cross country, cross country. Let me add it.
There's a reason the name fits that mayor, actually. Gin and Juice fits because that mayor gets juiced up.
she really does. Really does. Now,
she can use
after
some
the
gin.
Break today, do you have the order of go for this afternoon? I can certainly find it.
I do not. I do not have it here
okay.
with us.
So, this afternoon, first rider to go will be at 10 o'clock. So coming up in about 35 minutes, he's probably getting warmed up. James Allison is going to ride Jumbo's Jake. You've got Alexandra Knowles on Last Call is second. On down the line, Mary King is riding fifth. She's riding at 10:32. That's when
always
you definitely
fun to watch.
Don't want to miss.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so great. Boyd Martin, another highlight, is going to ride at 11:42. They've got a lot of breaks scheduled. Chilly Morning and William Fox Pitt at 2:02. James Allison is going to ride Tivoli at 2:48.
Let's
see.
Your
Andrew
pick,
Nicholson
right?
has. Yeah, he's my pick, and then that's my horse pick. And you've got Andrew Nicholson, Philip Dutton, Jenny Brannigan. All of them are riding at 3:12 and after in succession. So it's going to be a great day for dressage. And I don't say that very often.
Well, you know, if Jessica does you know, bail out, then I think I have a right to go with Caitlin Silliman because – I did, you know, I do, you know, we got her on the air, we talked to her, and
dude,
I did mention her.
You can't pick
the
somebody, you have
I,
to pick somebody who rides today.
I mentioned her the other day. So I think just having mentioned her means that I can pick her.
I'm not buying it by that. So you need to pick somebody that's going today. You can't pick somebody who's in the top 10. Like, it's not fair.
Well, let's take a break here for our commercial. We also, right after the commercial, I'm going to be playing a little interview that I did with Lindsay White of Riders for Helmets. There's something that happens every Rolex time, and that is Riders for Helmets gives away a lot of helmets. And this year, Jamie, the listeners at home can qualify to win. You don't have to be at Rolex. So all of our listeners can actually enter to win, so we'll hear about that in just a minute, right after this Nutritional Minute from Kentucky Performance Products.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Commercial feeds are fortified with nutrients such as proteins, vitamins, and minerals. They are made up of a variety of ingredients that provide a particular amount of energy. Most feeds have been designed to address the needs of a certain type of horse. It is important to understand that all feeds are formulated by nutritionists to be fed in specific amounts. When the correct amount of feed is provided, the horse consumes the appropriate amount of energy and nutrients. The feeding directions included on the feed bag or the feed tag are specific to the particular feed and should be followed. When you feed less than the recommended amount of feed, your horse is not getting the full complement of nutrients that he or she may need. On the other hand, too much of a good thing can also be bad. The overfeeding of concentrates can lead to grain overload and oversupplementation, and feed should never be cut or mixed with other fortified feeds or plain grains because this changes the nutrient profile and can cause imbalances in energy, protein, vitamins, and minerals. If you need to include additional supplements in your horse's diet, choose products that are formulated to complement, not compete with fortified feeds. If you feed a plain grain such as oats, additional fortification may be necessary. Kentucky Performance Product supplements are specifically designed to complement, not compete with the modern concentrates used by today's horse owners. Each supplement is manufactured to exacting standards in certified facilities using stringent quality control guidelines. So choose Kentucky Performance Product supplements because the horse that matters to you matters to them. Learn more about Kentucky Performance Product supplements at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
Hi, Glenn here from the Horse Radio Network, and I have Lindsay with me from the Riders for Helmets campaign. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Glenn.
Every year about this time, you stop by and tell us about wonderful things that can happen for people.
I know. I've got some pretty exciting news yet again.
Well, tell us. Tell us. What is it?
Well, in honor of Riders for Helmets, third anniversary. Can you believe it's been 3 years? I don't know where it's gone. Anyway, and in honor of us attending Rolex, because the folks at Rolex have very generously again invited us to be at the event and promote helmet safety, we are going to do our annual whopping helmet giveaway again. So I'm super, super excited.
Are you giving away whopping helmets or a lot of helmets?
Oh, we're giving a lot of helmets. Oh,
okay.
So you never know. There might be a whopping helmet in there too.
That's the size I take, whopping.
No, so we are really excited. We actually have over $10,000 in retail.
Oh.
Of helmets we're giving away. And,
wow, you're getting serious about this.
We are, and we're also going to be giving away an iPad as well, so we're really, really excited.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, it used to be in the past, I think the first year you did it, boy, it's been so many years, I don't remember how it all worked, but you used to have to be at Rolex to win it in Kentucky. Is that the case anymore?
No, we're going to have a registration for the giveaway both on the website, riders4, and then helmets.com, and then also you can register at the booth at Rolex as well. The giveaway actually won't be posted probably until tomorrow, so for those who might listen to that before. But actually, to win the iPad, that will only be given away through, I believe, at the booth, but all the helmets can be given away online as okay. well.
Okay, so I it's going to be at ridersforhelmets.com?
Yes.
And all I have to do is register? And you have a bunch of different brands, too, usually do, anyway.
We do, yes. I think we're going to have Charles Owen, Troxel, Tipperary, Ovation, 1K... oh my gosh, I'm going to forget somebody and be in so much trouble. Sam Shield. So quite a lot of helmets.
Now tell us a little bit too, where the Riders for Helmets campaign is at this point. You guys have accomplished so much in just 3 years. You know, you said it seems like a long time, and I'm sure for you it does. But yet in the scope of getting things done, the things that you've accomplished and the influence that you've had over getting rules changed and things like that has been amazing for an organization that's only 3 years old.
Firstly, I obviously would like to thank everybody that supported the campaign for the last 3 years, but it is quite exciting at where the campaign's at the moment. Obviously, to celebrate our third anniversary and still be going from strength to strength in growth is amazing. And I was just looking at the website statistics yesterday, actually, and we've had over 46,000 unique visitors to the website in the last 40 days.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. And there's equestrians coming in from all over the globe to that website on a regular basis. We held our fourth safety symposium this spring. We'll be doing our fourth, I really don't know how these things come around so quickly, International Helmet Awareness Day this summer, which we're not quite ready to announce the date yet, but watch this space. So it's just amazing. You know, the growth of the campaign shows no signs of slowing down anytime soon, and it's just wonderful to get so much support.
Well, and I really like the stories that you get and that people tell on your Facebook page and also that you post on the website. There's some amazing stories of people who have worn helmets and not worn helmets and the results of both after they fall off or get kicked.
I think those stories are probably the ones that have the most impact over anything that we put out there. I mean, we have some great educational feature articles, but the ones that really get the most shares and you really see the most impact from are those that are written by everyday equestrians, and they share their story, and then when people read them, they'll write you an email and say, I've just gone and bought my first helmet after watching, you know, after reading one of the stories or watching a video on the website. And it's amazing. I mean, it really does have an impact. And Courtney produced two new videos for the campaign, which can be found under her section on the website. Back in February, and just they're getting terrific views already. I mean, her video from last year, I think, has had 60,000 plus views on YouTube now.
And that's Courtney King Dye, of course, you're talking
about
there.
Courtney King Dye. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and she was, of course, the one that really was the impetus for getting this all started after her accident. And has been a supporter all along and is doing pretty well. You know, we talked to her on the show, I think, around Christmas time, and she was in really good spirits when we talked to her.
She is. I mean, Courtney's such a trooper, and she's been so wonderful that, you know, she continues to promote and educate helmet awareness, you know, in spite of her suffering a traumatic brain injury. She's put it to good use, and I think that's just amazing.
Well, very good. So this is Riders, the number 4, helmets.com is where you register to win a helmet. Hop on over there today. There's a ton of them to give away, over $10,000 worth this year. That's just amazing. That's a lot of helmets. So hop on over to Riders, number 4, helmets.com. Well, guys, if you go to that website, there's a link on the far right that says giveaway, and you just register right there. I already registered. I don't think she'll let me win, but what the heck, I try. I can try. There's
so
$500 helmets they're giving away.
Yes, yeah, so you don't have to be there to win?
Nope, go register, and everybody has the same chance of winning, and it's a lot of helmets, so... if you're in need of one or you just want a better one, just register over there and get her done. I got bad news for you, and I feel really bad for her. She just was on the Venting Radio show a couple weeks ago. She's a super nice girl. Her name is Jenny Brannigan. We talked about her earlier, that her horse got loose yesterday and fell on the macadam, and they were trying to get him healthy for today. They'd moved his dressage test, and were trying to get him healthy for today for Rolex. Well, apparently she has withdrawn, and I have the quote. She said, "It's with sadness but 100% certainty with regard to the welfare of Ping, her horse, that I have decided to withdraw Ping from Rolex. While he looks a lot better, I would never put him in a situation where he isn't 100%. I would like to personally thank the grand jury and FBI officials who moved my time yesterday, giving me another crack at it." So feel really bad for her. Her friend Ashley Adams, who's also an eventer, just posted, "I can only imagine how many emotions Jenny Brannigan is going through right now. She's an amazing person, horseman, rider, and overall representation of what the next generation of eventers strive for." So I have no doubts that she will one day be wearing a freshly worn Rolex watch. So that was her friend Ashley Adams commenting on it.
Oh, well, that's tough. I, you know, just curious, when it ran across and slipped on the pavement, I mean, things can be from not so bad to drastically bad, and it doesn't seem like he had fractured a shoulder or something. Like, they really tried, so hopefully it's not something super serious, and he just needs a couple days off.
Yeah, and, you know, when you're in a situation like that, it's tough because You're also thinking, okay, what happens if there is something I'm not seeing? You know, I don't want to make something worse. When you get to a horse to that level, it's, you know, it takes years and years and years to get a horse to that level. So you're going to err on the side of overcautious, because there is another event down the line. Yeah, not a Rolex, but there are many more events to come. And, you know, I can see why, if she's not at all sure, she would withdraw them. We'll probably hear more about it. We'll keep an eye on Eventing Nation. We'll probably hear more about it as time goes on here.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, speaking of Riders for Helmets and going on and registering, I would like to point out that, I mean, it was an odd thing to see somebody come in a top hat yesterday. Obviously, Rolex, they used to have, you know, they ride in top hats, but they've now pretty much, you get the option of riding in a helmet or top hat. And I would say that at least 5 out of every 6 riders was wearing a helmet. It was, like, it was to the point where it was odd when somebody would come in with a top hat on. And the girl that was commentating, the woman would say, and again, I wish I knew who she was.
She doesn't have a name,
say,
apparently.
Well, no, they'd never said her name. They said,
nameless English woman.
Of course she was British, exactly. Oh, absolutely. Apparently, going for fashion instead of safety, he has decided to wear a top hat.
Oh, she ripped him, huh?
Oh, anybody who was wearing a helmet, that's what she said, you know. So it was, I think the Riders for Helmets is doing its thing, and they're making a difference. I mean, it's pointless. Plus, when you buy a top hat, those top hats for riding are like hundreds of dollars. And then you already have a helmet, so might as well wear your helmet, right?
Yeah, and you know, this top, there's not much material to them. There's really not much to them. It's amazing they're that expensive.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Andrew Nicholson was wearing the top hat, though, as classic British guys do, I guess. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what ends up happening for the rest of the day today, and hopefully that keeps up. But I got to go on Riders for Helmets and try to win something, too.
Yeah, you might as well. Might as well. And all our listeners are welcome to do that, too. Well, we're going to be talking to Katie Murphy, who has been a regular guest here on the morning show. She made her first trip to Rolex, and she'll be on here in just a minute. But until we get to her, why don't we talk about some of the news that's been happening. Have you been following this Sheikh Mohammed thing with the trainer Mohammed Al-Zarouni in England?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, Mohammed Al-Zarouni ran one of the race barns for Sheikh Mohammed in England. And last week they caught him after doing some tests on some of the horses that he was giving steroids to the horses. Now, that's illegal to do in England. And he finally admitted that he had been doing it and that he had injected 15 of the horses in that stable. He's done very well. He's won millions of dollars. He's been a successful trainer over there. But they brought him in front of the they brought him in front of the board there, and they have now expelled him from racing in England for 8 years for doping. And Sheikh Mohammed was none too happy. He issued a very scathing statement saying that he is appalled and angered in the wake of the trainer being charged by the authority, and he immediately closed.
I thought you were going to say he was appalled and angered that his trainer was giving drugs to the horses. No, it was that he got trouble.
He immediately closed the barn and that particular racing stables, moved all the horses, had them all tested, said they will not run until they test free. Well, that's not going to be a problem because the British Racing Authority also said that those particular horses could not run for 6 months. They're banned for 6 months, so you're not going to be running them anyway. But, you know, this is kind of an interesting situation because, you know, they have some bad punishments in some of those countries. And you got to wonder, is this guy going to want to go home? No. He's going to want to go back to home.
Well, I just wish that if somebody juiced a horse with anything in the United States, that they got half the punishment that guy got. I mean, that's the problem. It's like these little infractions, it's just a minor infraction. He gave the horse steroids and got caught, and, oh, he's got a $100 fine. No, this guy's, like, banished. His horses can't run for 6 months. They take it so seriously over there, and I wish that was – I just think it would be so much better if we could get that going on here in the United States. Now, I have some awesome news for you, Glenn.
Yeah.
Awesome. Speaking of horse abuse and animal cruelty, you know my favorite breed is Big Lick Tennessee Walking Horses. I love where they put all these fake shoes on them and just march them around in pain. Well, good news is a walking horse trainer faces a felony charge of cruelty to animals following the execution of a search warrant in his Maryville, Tennessee property a week ago. Larry Joe Whelan. Larry Joe, why are they all? It's like a serial killer with the three names.
It is kind of a serial killer name, isn't it?
I know, it is. It's like serial killers and walking horse trainers all have the three names. I don't know why that is. But I'm hoping that most of this Tennessee walking thing is phasing out. This guy's 68 years old. I hope he, when he takes himself to the grave, that he hasn't trained any 20-somethings coming up how to train these horses. Like, take it and end it. Can we just end this sport? I don't understand what the problem is. But 19 horses have been removed from the barn of Larry Joe Whelan, serial killer / walking horse trainer, and all because of the him abusing the horses. Animal cruelty. They received a tip. I almost want to go get a job with a Tennessee walking horse trainer that does the big shoes and stuff, because I would like to be a whistleblower. I think I'd be so good at that. Just pretend. And then
I read every one of those horses was wrapped, and of course the wraps were laced with whatever nasty thing, acid and stuff
burning.
They put in there. Yeah. And it, you know, it, when you read all the details, and I read a couple articles about this, when you read all the details, it's just plain disgusting. And, you know, it sounds like the government said they're going to start cracking down on these guys, and maybe they are. You know, maybe, I hope this is not an exception, but that more and more of them get cracked down. And it sounds like Humane Society is hot on their trail, too, so I'm sure they're pushing the issue.
What's awful is this guy is actually a AAA rated judge with the Tennessee-based, what they call SHOW, S-H-O-W, which is the federally certified horse industry organization that self-police competitions. So they got all these people, they trained them all up and said, you guys, okay, we're going to leave it to you guys, you'll have to self-police. And the guy who's the judge is the one who's got 19 horses in his barn with acid wraps around their legs. Like, I don't understand why, you know, Tennessee walking horses are such fantastic horses. They are sweet. They are kind. They are fun to ride. The people that take care of their Tennessee walking horses are great people who just really enjoy them. And then you've got people like this. It's almost, it's just heartbreaking to even hear about this. The reason I'm so sensitive to it is because I boarded at a barn. There was like three horses boarded at this barn, and I was living in Athens, Georgia, and it was an easy place to be. There was nobody there. Well, all of a sudden, the owner of the barn rented the entire rest of the stalls to a Tennessee walking horse trainer. And in one night, they must have been running from something, 40 Tennessee walking horses with the big shoes were brought into the barn. And I come out to see my horse the next day, and there's like 40 horses there, all tied to their stall, all with the wraps on, all with all the, and they were miserable and they were unhappy. And the guys, when they walk in the stall, they take a whip and they crack the whip at them because they've got them tied in the back, and they don't turn them out. It's just awful. It's awful. So I have seen this firsthand, and I've seen how unbelievably awful it is. And I have a huge passion for this, and I'm off my high horse now. Carry on.
And you're absolutely
right
from all the evidence we've seen, too. And they are absolutely wonderful horses. I mean, we own, you know, first horse I ever rode was a Tennessee Walker. First horse I ever rode was a Tennessee Walker. And that's the horse I used to trail ride, was the Tennessee Walker. And an absolutely wonderful horse to trail ride if you're not really a fan of riding a whole lot, because they're so smooth. And that's why Tennessee Walkers are being used by most trail riders in this country now. They're using gated horses like that because they are smooth, and they're level-headed, good horses. Boy, oh boy, you know, and there's no reason. I mean, they're already great horses. You know, why do we have to, you know, I always said that, you know, these things start and they slowly inch their way into the show ring and doing all of these various things, and the fat quarter horses with the tiny feet, which is one of my big pet peeves. And it takes the whole community, and I don't know that self-policing works, to be honest with you. I don't know if self-policing works on anything.
Obviously,
but it
doesn't, obviously.
Yeah, and it takes the whole community to come together to get it changed. Now, I just talked to somebody who is in the business, serious business, of the quarter horses with the small feet, and they say that is starting to change. People are changing it. The breeders are changing it. It's starting to change, and you've got to have it from within for it to change. You know, I don't care how many barns the government goes to, unless some of the people inside say, this is wrong, we've got to just change it. And guess what? After they stop doing it, it becomes a level playing field anyway.
Yeah, it's like a thoroughbred people drugging their horses, like this sheik who's, he's very successful, and then you come to find out that it's not a level playing field because he's been sitting there giving his horses steroids, and now he's caught, and now everybody's mad that he's been suspended. Well, shocker, you're breaking the rules, and you're not doing what's best for the horses. And I think that probably in the quarter horse world, a big reason a lot of these changes are happening is because people don't want to see that crap anymore. You've got people that are doing reining. I mean, what an impressive sport that is. Reining and cutting and all these horse sports where they need the horses to be sound.
Yeah, and have real feet.
We don't want to ride crappy horses. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't take a Western pleasure horse and go spin it in a circle. It won't make it halfway around. And that's the sad thing, is it's the fault of the people breeding. geld your freaking horses. That's just the bottom line to everything. Geld your horse. Geld it.
Well, let's get back to a more exciting topic and get off of this one. And why don't you say hi to Katie Murphy from Murphy Eventing, her first time at Rolex.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God, are you having so much fun? Girl, you are at Rolex for the first time. What took you so long?
Oh, every year I would always say, yes, I'm going to make it happen this year. And then before I knew it, it was the first weekend of April, and there just wasn't the time to make it happen. But Roger, the husband galore, helped support the decision and really pushed to make it happen this year. So another reason to stay married.
Well, just one more. One more reason. It's a good thing you married that
Roger,
guy.
Happy to hear that.
Exactly. I am very lucky to have found him.
Now, what we like to call husbands at Rolex, they're not husbands anymore. We call them Sherpas. And is he carrying around all your bags? is he doing a good job of that, or have you stopped yet?
Yeah, no, you're right. He's been doing that. You know, we've packed lots of snacks, and we have all of our notebooks and our cameras, and he is so sweet and grabs it for me and just totes it right along.
See? He's Sherpa material already. Good job. So tell me what your first impression is. Like, tell me about the moment, because we have a lot of listeners that have never been to Rolex, and you guys know who I'm talking about. They've been posting about it on our Facebook pages. Now, when you make that left turn from the freeway and you're going down Ironworks Pike and you make that left turn into the Kentucky Horse Park, what is the feeling that you had?
It's just heavenly. I mean, that, you know, I think for any horse person that feels at home being surrounded by beautiful open rolling fields and fencing, you just feel like this is the place you'd be happy to be. And it is a massive, massive park. However, it's really easy to find your way around. Everyone has been so incredibly nice. And just the community overall is just lovely. But it's a big venue. But at the same point, a really nice community here. So they struck a beautiful balance between the two elements.
Yeah, and even like when you go into park and everything, all the volunteers are just incredibly nice. Everybody's incredibly nice. I've volunteered several years now, down in one of the patrons' tents, I believe, and making your way down there. It just is so, everybody is so incredibly kind and happy to be there. And I think that's a product of going out and walking on that blue grass. And when you drive in and you see Man O' War sitting right there, right in front of you, the beautiful trees. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I think this is truly where dreams are made. You know, they have the reigning championships here as well, along with eventing with Rolex. So two very different sports, but, you know, very much the same passion and goals in mind with their riders and their horses. And, I mean, my gosh, when we looked down on that stadium with the dressage ring and the stunning decorations and dozens of photographers and hundreds of spectators, I mean, this is where you come to shine. It is just phenomenal.
So you watched some dressage yesterday. Let me let you know that on Sunday, when you go to do the show jumping, there will be a few more people there than was on Thursday dressage. Okay.
And it was a little quiet yesterday, and I suspect that today the crowds will start to roll in anticipation cross country tomorrow, and then stadium will be chaos.
Yeah, absolutely. I would recommend that if your dear sweet Sherpa husband is starting to get a little worn out of dressage, post time at Keeneland is 1 p.m. So it's closing day of Keeneland today. So get him over to the track, watch some dressage this morning. Get in your car and go over to Keeneland, post time 1 o'clock, closing day. So it's a packed house at Keeneland as well this afternoon, and it's just top of the top competition at Keeneland as well. So you can make some bets. We'll talk. I'll give you some tips of people not to pick. And then you can at least have your Sherpa have a beer and stare at some racehorses.
Absolutely. Well, we enjoyed a cocktail yesterday. We had a glass of champagne at the Dewberry tent, and then some wine with Devaku. And I tell you, it's just the most lovely way to cap a day.
Man,
finding
you have
all the
some
free drinks.
No, well, I think they figure they'll loosen you up and open your wallet a little wider. You know?
Yeah, and I mean, between the boots and the Devaku saddle, I mean, my God, you'd spend $10,000 trying to get one of each.
easily, but well worth it.
Yeah. So what do you have your eye on in the trade fair, or have you bought already?
Well, Roger, we bought him yesterday a beautiful hat from Dewberry, which actually matched my boot. Oh, and he looks so handsome in it. So I love the, you know, the intellectual look. So the Roger looks fabulous. And we are recently signing on to another saddle purchase with Devaku, who I love their saddle.
So. Uh-huh. That's why they were giving you free drinks. You're like, oh, they're buying. Give me
some
drinks.
I think so.
There's
saying,
whole bottle.
My God, she's getting another one.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good husband of yours to sign on to a Devaku. I mean, you know what? When we were looking at saddles, my coach is sponsored by Devaku, and she's like, Devaku. And I'm like, dude, I can't do it. But then go check out Southern Stars saddles, because they should be there as well. That's Clayton Frederick's saddle company, and those saddles are fantastic, too. You've got to go visit them.
Oh, I will. Yeah, and, you know, on all accounts, it is an expensive purchase, but I've found, you know, when you find something that works for you, just like any product, I become very loyal.
Yeah. And
again, your husband
you
will be
cool
happy to hear that.
Jacket.
That's right.
Yeah. Katie, have you walked the cross country course yet?
Not yet. We are going to do that in a little bit after we enjoy some dressage. But I have heard that the course is absolutely stunning and that they have planted a slew of flowers and other greenery, and it's just beautifully decorated, at top of the top.
Well, fantastic. Well, you know what? I would love to talk to you again maybe next week, Monday or something, and just kind of get your whole opinion. Now, I know you're kind of there in a work fashion as well, so give everybody your website.
Well, murphyeventing.com, but my new employer of Equestrian Quarterly Magazine and luxequestrian.com has us here to get a special insight on the event itself.
Fantastic. So you're there in working form, and in, it's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it, Katie. I'm proud of you.
I know. Well, it's hard when your passion and your pleasure align with your work. So I'm very fortunate on many, many levels.
And you get to take your husband. That's awesome. Well, have
That's
a fantastic great. Time. We enjoy yourself. Have a great time. And please keep us up to date. We'll be following your tweets and your Facebooks and all that kind of stuff. But have a great time. Tell Roger we said hi.
I will. We send our best.
Bye, Katie.
All right. Have all fun right.
Bye.
Is she not having any fun at all, is she?
She sounds miserable, poor thing.
Yeah, poor thing. You wait till it's pouring down rain and tornadoes tomorrow. We'll see how she sounds then.
Hey, speaking
joking,
of Southern
actually.
Stars, I know, exactly. It doesn't matter. Rolex girls are happy girls. It doesn't matter. But speaking of Clayton Fredericks and his Southern Star Saddlery, we got a song. We're going to play a song. I'm so excited.
Yes. Yes, we are, and we're going to play a song, and it is done by Clayton Fredericks, called his band called Team Fredericks, and it is The Will to Win. We play it every year at Rolex time, and we're going to play that right after this word from Thin Line Global, who is at Rolex as well with all of their products, but they still have a coupon offer for all of our listeners here at the Horse Radio Network. Howdy, everybody. Glenn here. We just finished a terrific series on leg protection that was brought to you by the good folks over at Thin Line Global. If you missed it, go to horsetipdaily.com and check out all four parts. They still have a fantastic coupon for Horse Radio Network listeners for 12% off your next order at thinlineglobal.com. Whether you buy their saddle pads, horse boots, or tack items, everything is 12% off with this coupon code. Just type radio in the coupon section at checkout at thinlineglobal.com.
When you know
And that's Clayton Fredericks, Team Fredericks, and the Will to Win. I don't know that they've done any other songs. That I think might be the only one they've ever done. But
that's
we
it.
Play it every we play it every year at Rolex time because obviously he is there coaching at Rolex, the Canadian team. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jennifer is producing today. This show is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com or at their booth at Rolex.
Hey, before we get into our next fun, really bad ad segment, just wanted to let everybody know this news story broke right after our show on Wednesday that Stormcat passed away. Now, he did die at the age of 30. He was euthanized at Overbrook Farm due to basically complications from old age, 30-year-old stallion. Now, just to give you an idea of why this is such a big deal, Stormcat is a son of Stormbird. He won $500,000. I mean, and that's not terrible, but that's not, like, amazing. However, he then spent 20 years at stud with a career that saw his stud fee rise up to $500,000. He did retire in 2008. He is out of a secretariat mare. And according to Overbrook, Stormcat sired earners of more than 100, so his babies won $127 million.
Oof.
He had a 108 graded stakes winners, horses that won the Preakness, the Belmont, the Kentucky Oaks, at least 5 Breeders' Cup races. At auction, Stormcat's babies, 91 of his babies, sold for over $1 million. 91 of his babies for over $1 million. Now, I do love the quote here from William T. Young Jr. He said that Stormcat was a once-in-a-lifetime horse and a key to the success that Overbrook Farm enjoyed. My father often said that Stormcat made him look like a genius. It's true. That's like lifetime horse for a farm like that. I mean, you pray you ever have a tenth as nice as Stormcat. He was buried at Overbrook Farm. It's very sad, but man, what a mark he left on the thoroughbred industry. And he apparently, like, I know that horses that I've looked at before, they're like, oh, he's got Stormcat in him. Watch out. He's going to be a little snarky. Like, Stormcat notoriously threw horses with attitude problems. And to me, it was like, well, okay, he may be mean, but I'll give him a peppermint and he'll go run cross country and attack it, you know. But just a really big, important horse in the thoroughbred world. We have lost him, but he lived his life the way he wanted to live it, that's for sure.
You know, I didn't realize that he didn't win really a whole ton. I mean, $500,000 is not a lot. But I didn't realize that. It just goes to show you that, you know, his second career turned out to be the more profitable. At $500,000 a shot, how many can they breed in a week?
I know, right? They do one about every day.
I'm doing my
sometimes
math here.
Twice.
Not too bad a job. Not too bad. All right. It is that time of the week.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, that's right. It is that time of the week for Really Bad Ads, everybody's favorite segment of the Horses in the Morning show. Today, we have 3 terrific prizes for our winners. We have a gift pack from Dr. Rose's Remedies. Dr. Rose's Remedies Skin Treatment Salve and Spray are 100% all-natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients. They can be used for most skin conditions, from hot spots in dogs to rain rot and wounds in horses. It's Dr. Rose's Remedies. a gift pack from Rebound Hoof Pack. It's a revolutionary product designed to relieve pain, soreness, and inflammation without having to wrap. And anybody that has done this will appreciate this. It's all natural, super sticky product, is easily applied to the hoof with a wet hand, covered with shavings or paper, and the job is done. It won't test. It washes off with water. It's formulated by top vets and farriers and endorsed by Olympic riders, and I guarantee they're using Rebound Hoof Pack at Rolex right now. You can find out more information at reboundhoofpack.com. Stuff really is cool. You're going to win a 3.5-pound jar worth over $50 with shipping. And the third one is a biggie here. Triple Crown Nutrition donated 5 free bag coupons for Triple Crown Nutrition. It's good for any Triple Crown feed, forage, or supplement available in your area. Whether you're looking for higher fat, lower carbs, a senior diet, or sound nutrition for your growing horses, Triple Crown has the answer. They're only available in the lower 48 states, no Alaska or Hawaii, so we're sorry to say that. But that's 5 free bags of feed. That's probably, what, $100 to $150 worth of feed. So that is a goodie that we have here. So we got 3 great prizes, and we have a ton of good ads. So let's get it started, Jamie, like we normally do. And, of course, these ads are submitted by our listeners. The names we're giving you are the listeners' names, not the names of the uneducated people that posted the ads. We're going to leave those out. But I always pick one. I find one at the beginning to start in the really bad ad, or in the best of really bad ad section, not necessarily about horses. And I discovered another section of Craigslist that people write really crappy ads. I was looking around the other day, and that's when they're selling cars. The car ads are as bad as the horse ads. So here is one of them. A 1999 Chevrolet Cavalier, $1,000. First of all, don't buy it even for $1,000, just saying. Yeah, here's the ad. Air conditioned inside and out. 152,000 miles. Has some hail dents here and there, but it has cold working air conditioning, an automatic transmission, and a radio that works most of the time. This is a four-door Cavalier with a 2.2-liter engine, and it's bright blue with dark gray cloth interior. The seats are kind of beat up, but they don't fall back or anything unsafe. I've been driving this car back and forth to work, the gym where my hot boyfriend works, and the red light district. And it's never let me down yet. You think she knew what she was writing?
Does she know where the red light district is? Is this in Amsterdam?
I don't know whether she knew what she was writing or not. I love this one, too. The inspection sticker is still good until November, and the tags just went out. But you'll be getting new ones anyway, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Jeez.
Oh, where my hot boyfriend works, and the red light district. So there you go.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, good job, Glenn. Good job. Well, Don Bailey sent in this one. And are you guys hearing an echo, or am I okay?
You're okay at my end. I'm not hearing it.
Okay, good. All right, well, Don Bailey sent this one. It's now hiring. And hiring has an awful lot of I's in it. H-I-R-R-H-I-R-I-I-I-N-G, exclamation point, exclamation, exclamation, blah, 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 blah. Now hiring. Pony handler. For kids, hand-led pony rides on and off the farm, mostly on the farm. Must be 18 years old. Have your own transportation, not smoke while working, no dogs or kids that you bring to work, and you must know how to catch, groom, saddle, and lead a pony. So, someone with experience, not someone who is just learning or rode, spelled wrong, a horse once when they were a kid. This is important for the safety of the children whom you will be giving the rides to. Also, you must be good with kids. Mostly looking for someone to work weekends. We'll have other farm work available. Please email me your info. Start 10 hours.
Okay, and let me guess. They're wanting to pay $5 an hour for somebody that's qualified like this. That's my guess.
What I found interesting about this ad is that you have to tell somebody, hey, while you're leading small children around on ponies, you can't smoke.
Well, and you know that you know that this ad got written after she's had experience with people who did all of the things she doesn't want done here.
That's true. Just light up while you're leading the pony. The smoke's trailing in the children's faces. You know,
yeah.
It's like, it reminds me of what's the movie with they had the little pony and the guy, and Will Ferrell shot himself in the neck with a tranquilizer.
Oh, I know which movie you're talking about too.
Not Wedding Crashers. Old school. Old school.
Old school. That's right. Yep. Old school.
He's like, if any of these little puppy suckers get out of control, I just. That's the guy they're hiring.
And no dogs, because you know she hired one person that brought like their Doberman Pinscher, and scared the kids to death. They went running off in terror every time the Doberman Pinscher would run around. You know that happens.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good ad.
Thank you, Dawn. Denise sent the next one in. Hold on. My computer page decided to refresh here. I'll be right back to you. Okay, here we go. Denise sent the next one in. Thank you, Denise, for sending this in. Free pony in Tabor City. I love free pony. I have a free pony I want to give away. He stays in the pasture and out in the yard. The only reason why I am giving him away is he is eating up my uncle garden.
Oh, my uncle garden.
He's eating up my uncle garden. He is a little taller than waist height. I think he is riddable. He just liked to be with other horses. He is fast as lightning. Okay. The only reason I'm giving him away is he's eating up my uncle garden. Oh, do you think that in Tabor City they don't have fencing? Maybe they just don't sell fencing in Tabor City. You can keep the pony away from the garden. That's possible to do nowadays with modern technology.
I would like to know what lightning storms look like in Tabor City, because to say a pony is fast as lightning. I seriously doubt it.
That means they've tried to catch him several times, and they can't.
That's right.
Yep.
They can't.
Exactly.
Especially after he's been eating the tomatoes.
And the uncle garden. Mona Leach sent in this one. True designer teacup pet piggies.
What?
I don't even know what I'm reading here. Are these guinea pigs or these pigs? I don't know. True designer teacup pet piggies. Call for direct assistance. We would be happy to answer any new pet piggy questions, concerns, prices, transportation, scheduling, and to meet and greet our babies and parents at our beautiful USDA-regulated clean farm. Special April and May local pickup for the price of $350 and
up.
Whoa! Ask about baby piggies or Hudson. I don't even know if it's a piggy. Ask about our piggy chauffeur service. Free new piggy starter kit for all $400 and up purchases. Parents in property. Father is 4 years old and 10 pounds. Oversized football standing on a grapefruit.
Huh?
That's what it says. So if you took an oversized football and stood it on a grapefruit, I guess that's a 10-pound piggy. Open to payment plans with signed buyer contracts. Daytona Beach, Florida. Our piggies are naturally weaned off their mothers at 3 months. We do not bottle feed. Are they
really
serious? Like,
they have
like mini
piggies? What are they talking about? I'm looking it up.
You know, I am Googling right now. I am Googling right
no,
now.
No, there really is a thing called micro mini teacup pigs.
Are you serious?
Oh, they're cute.
Are they the cutest thing you've ever seen?
They are kind of cute. They have pictures of them beside a cat, and they're half the size of a cat when they're little.
Oh, my God. Do you see the picture of them with an egg?
Yeah.
They're like the two eggs. Oh, my God. They're the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Now you're going to want one, aren't you? $350
though,
for these mini pigs.
That's the same price as, like, a puppy, you know, if you buy from a breeder.
Oh, that's true.
I'm in. I need a designer teacup pet piggy from Daytona Beach, Florida. I'm in.
Mona, I don't know.
Thanks,
I don't know.
Mona.
I thought that ad was funny, but it actually is true, apparently. Well,
I'm sold.
Daytona Beach?
That
was only an hour from here. It's only an hour from our house.
Petite lap giraffe. You can ship it to me then, Glenn.
That's what I thought it was. I thought it was a joke, but apparently it's not a joke. Oh, there you go. Well, Mona, go buy one and take pictures and send them to us. $350 I wonder what up. I wonder if they have a certain look. Or are they more expensive? You have to wonder. Well, Mel Donald sent the next one, and this is one out of Australia. Float for sale. And I guess that's what they call horse trailers, because it's a picture of the back end of a horse and a horse trailer. Homemade
Maybe
solid
it's this kind of horse trailer.
Maybe. Homemade solid two-bay straight-load horse float. Registered RWC. $3,000. Fits my 16-hand fat quarter horse, no drama. No drama. I think that's the name of the quarter horse, or is there no drama putting the quarter horse into the trailer? I don't know.
Now, if it was the name of the horse, it would be Piccolina No Drama.
That's right.
Exactly. It is Australia, though, so maybe a little different.
Another convertible horse trailer. It looks like it's seen better days, probably, but we can only really see the back end of the horse in the horse trailer. But this is the first horse trailer ad we've ever had where there was actually a horse standing in the unsafe horse trailer. That they want $3,000 for this. You have to post this one on Facebook, Jennifer.
I want to notice, too, I want to point out that it is a ramp trailer, but
yeah.
The ramp is made out of, like, 1x4s. It looks very shaky. The ramp looks pretty shady, does it not? Like, you could put your foot up there, and the horse would step through the ramp.
I have to
it
say,
looks
though,
balsa wood.
The whole thing is a very pretty shade of baby blue. Very pretty.
Well,
shade of baby
it is
blue.
Gorgeous.
That probably raised the price $1,000 right there. Yeah. So post that one on Facebook, too.
You've got
Thanks
the next
to
one.
Australia. Oh, I do. Yeah. Judy Shepherdson in the next one. This one, I don't know where it's from. Homer, AQHA Bay, 2003 gelding, is a super athlete and very cowie. Here we go with the cowie again. He has an ugly head. but you don't ride his head. He is tough and he has great feet and bone and will go all day, and he is smart. He is getting started now. He will be the best ranch gelding a person could ever have. Pretty is as pretty does. Pretty is and pretty does. His pedigree is awesome. With Coco Bono, Smart Little Lena, Peppy Doe, and Peppy San, all on the papers. Summer special, $1,200. Well, there you go. He's an ugly head, but you don't ride his head. That's a good one for him. Never heard that one
I
anymore.
Love it. I love it. Well,
so when
Kathleen,
he means very cowie, does that mean that he looks like a cow? Is that what that means?
In this case, probably. But no, usually it means they're pretty good with cows. but he has an ugly head. But you don't ride his head. I love it. Kathleen O'Grady sent in the next one. This is a long one, so I'm going to read it kind of quickly because this is an interesting one. And you can't edit it. You have to actually read the whole thing. Okay. First of all, it starts with an update, Craigslist update. A buyer for our horse, Bo, came a month ago, rode him, liked it, and a deposit was made on Bo with the understanding he would be picked up within the month. Since then, the purchaser has not picked him up to date, nor can or have we been able to reach the purchaser via the contact information given. For this reason, we are again offering Bo for sale to the right home only. So that just goes to show you, selling a horse on Craigslist is shady, no matter what. All right. Bo is a 10-year-old, all-around, eventing, trail-riding, husband- and beginner-safe horse for any rider, laid-back horse. True 15.1 hands, large, tall, and the prettiest paint you could find. Rides same all the time. I purchased him from a rancher about 6 to 9 months ago. Well, which one was it? 6 or 9? He was used. I mean, you haven't had him that long. Certainly can remember when you bought him. Anyway, I digress. He was used as his backup to pony horses he was training for the cows. My daughter's friends, who are all beginners, ride him. Bobo knows all 5 events and has been hauled to and went to shows with us. Make note, but is slow, not for someone out to win the race. He doesn't knock the props. No spurs, bumpers, and no kicking. You have to kiss at Bobo for best performance. So my 11-year-old took my personal trail horse and turned him into her event horse, frowny face. So after riding Bobo the last several months, I am decided that I am missing my horse's energy and want to find a gelding for me. P.S. This is where it gets good. P.S. If you show up to ride Bobo and do not have a trailer with you showing serious about purchase, tire kicker, then we will not saddle him up for you to ride.
Whoa.
Unless it has been explained to us why you have no trailer or transport. Are you kidding me? Like, you want me to show up at your house? Like, what about that? We will also require pictures of your pasture and or boarding references before Bo is being sold to you, as he is not an auction horse, but a very good boy who deserves a good home with a job to do. He is sure-footed, even-tempered, and loves to trail ride with no rearing issues or excitability. He rides like a Cadillac. Price is lowered from $2,100. Our ranch is connected to the vet, so if worried of medical issues all these and other horses have, feel free to come on a weekday and have him vetted for yourself. He has shown no lameness, blah, 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 blah. Now, so you can come and see him, but you have to use the vet that lives here on the property. Is
yeah, and you have to bring your trailer. How many times have we gone, a ton of times we have gone to look at horses, and we intentionally don't bring the trailer along? Yeah, that's a negotiating trick on your part. But there's so much wrong with this ad, I don't even know where to start. Like, he is slow, not for someone out to win a race. He doesn't knock the props. What does that mean?
I don't know. But I would like to point out that when I shop, I actually sometimes take my trailer because I know I'm going to want the horse anyway. So.
Yeah, your willpower is not very good. Bobo, for best performance.
I buy horses from jail. I buy horses from prison. It's all the way downtown. I'm not going to go back. So I know what I'm getting.
Here, Bobo. Apparently the only thing that works, spurs don't work. Yep. Leonard France sent this one in. I don't remember. Hey, that sounds like a new one. 5-year-old gelding, $400 in Milton slash Pace. Oh, it's all one. Why didn't I give this one to you? It's all one sentence. All right, wait a minute. I am selling our gelding bay colored. He needs an experienced rider. He's too much horse for my daughter. She needs a better broke horse to ride. I would trade for one. Call because I do not have internet. Do not check emails, but every so often, thank you, 5-year-old. Kurt Coggins just done. Does that make you want to go out and buy it?
So,
you would just run it right out
man,
there to buy? Yeah.
I am sold. So basically, you're selling a wild-ass 5-year-old with a
yes.
Coggins.
That's right.
That's all.
That's right. That's it. That's all it was. The wild-ass 5-year-old with a Coggins. Thank you, Leonard. Rachel sent this one in. Looking for a free horse or almost free horse. Yeah, aren't we all? I am looking for a horse bigger than 16-2 hands. Must be sound. I would like a draft, but a big horse is also fun. What the hell is a draft? Draft is a big horse. No gated horses, please. Please, under 20, email me with pictures and info about your horse. Are drafts not big horses? Did I miss the memo?
I am looking for a horse bigger. Must be sound. I would like a draft, but a big horse is. Yeah, it's not it's not a big horse, Glenn. It's a draft.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I didn't realize that drafts were not horses. I missed that.
Maybe. I can't believe you didn't pick that up. Leilani sent in the next one. Cow for sale, trade, $200.
This is a great.
I love this. Eric is a cow. That is called for broke.
Is she talking about her boyfriend or horse or a cow?
Eric is a cow. I love that first sentence.
That's all you really have to say right there.
He is halter broken, half saddle broke. Half
okay,
saddle broke.
Wait. Still could be a boyfriend, a cow, or a horse.
He is very good with children. He is not even one yet.
Oh, well, no, that ruins the boyfriend.
I'm pretty sure Eric's a cow at this point. He is not even one yet, so he can't hold that much weight. I am selling Eric because I would like a horse to ride with my friends, but Eric is too small, and some of my friends can't ride him. I have always wanted
one.
A horse.
A teeny little cow.
This is awful. I've always wanted a horse, but my mom couldn't afford one. I need to actually read this like it's written. Eric is like a cow. He is like halter broke and half saddle broke. He is very good with children. He's not even one yet, so he can't hold that much weight. I am selling my Eric because I would like a horse to ride with my friends because, like, Eric is so small and, like, some of my friends can't ride him. And, like, I've always wanted a horse, but my mom, she, like, says we can't afford one, but I raised cows and moms and, like, there are some offspring about last summer. I took to baby Eric and I, like, asked my mom for a horse, but then she said, like, no. So I just taught Eric, like, he was, like, a horse. And so if you're interested in having a horse, a cow like Eric, please call me. Thank you. Well done, little Annie. Well done.
Can you believe that's a real ad? That's funny.
It's a baby. You can't ride a baby cow.
We've had cows that are 1 year old. You can't ride them. They weigh like 200 pounds. I mean, it's like riding a mini.
Like a dog.
Yes. Betty Faye sent this one in. Here for sale is a 14-year-old Navajo Mustang. She is Freeze Brand to prove it. I have had my 8-year-old cousin ride her. She is short, stocky horse, but she can carry a lot of weight. The guy that owned her before me was 250 and carried him around just fine. Oh, my God. She is very spunky, loves to run. She is broke to ride, but like I said, she likes to run, so an intermittent rider would be best. She could be a leader and a follower. She almost has no spook. I am asking $500.
Spoke.
That's right. There is so much wrong with this, I can't even say it right. What is an intermittent rider? Intermittent rider. Is that?
Intermittent spoke. What a mess. What a mess that ad is.
Why don't we do one more?
She will run away. Okay.
Yeah, and almost no spook. When they say almost no spook, just run. You run away, because that's not good.
Yeah.
Why don't we do Lisa's next, and we'll call it a day.
Okay, today only. Well, when it starts with that, I'm in. Today only. Rooster and free baby chicks, $10. Hi, I have a lot of rooster that I do not need. I need to tail them. I need to sail them. I am asking $10 each for them. If you buy three rooster, you get 5 free chicks. If you BYE more than 3 rooster, you get 10 free chicks. This is a good deal. So calm and get your rooster and free chicks today only. You can call Cody. Thanks for looking. I'm sailing all my laying hens and rooster. The rooster are 1 year old and the laying hens are 7 months or a year. Asking $10.
Is the plural for a lot of them rooster?
I don't think it's like deer and deer. No, I'm pretty sure it's roosters.
I have a lot of rooster that I do not need.
They do think that's the plural, don't they? It's a good deal. It is a good deal.
It's a good deal. That's a good 10 chicks with 1 rooster. Yep. That's a good deal.
Awesome.
All right, you have to give away some prizes.
I think Don Bailey with the guy who's leading around the kids on the ponies smoking cigarettes.
I think that
Leach
was a pretty
good one. Teacup piggies. Oh, gosh. I don't know. Let's see. That was a good one. Leilani with the cow.
Oh, but then there was, I got to tell you, Kathleen O'Grady's, though, the long one with Bobo. Oh, that was hilarious, though, Bobo. That's pretty good.
Oh, gosh. The teacup Pet Piggies was good because I'd never heard of it, but I don't know. You guys pick. Those are my favorites.
This is a tough one today. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We will let's be nasty today. You have to go to our Facebook page. We're going to post immediately after show who the winners are.
Yeah.
See, I'm cross promoting. See how I did that? Wasn't that slick marketing? Yes. Making them go to our Facebook page to see who the winners are.
I'm proud of you.
You know what
Glenn,
that really means? We're running out of time and we're stuck on because there were so many good ones.
Yeah. Hey, I would like to point out that James Alliston is sitting in seventh place with Jumbo's Jake. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right behind my pick, Caitlin Stillman.
Yeah. Well, Caitlin actually has moved because we now have a new second place rider. Last Call and Alexander Knowles have moved into second place. So everybody has been bumped down. Caitlin is now in eighth, even though she's not your pick because she already rode.
Darn, I thought I'd get that by.
No.
All right, that's it. Monday, we're going to be doing a review of Rolex and also starting our coverage of Guess What? Is coming up next weekend. The Run for the Roses. So we'll be talking a lot about that next week. And what an exciting couple of weeks here for the horse world. And you check out Facebook, see who won. Really Bad Ads. We'll be posting it after the show. Thank you, Jamie. You have a terrific weekend. Does your husband get back? He's going
to
be back?
Oh, he comes home tomorrow. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I'm so tired of cleaning stalls. Oh, God.
Now, is he not allowed to go? From now until pregnant till birthing date, he's not allowed to go anywhere, right? He's under quarantine.
Oh, his next trip was actually scheduled over the due date, so he has had to opt out of that one. Sorry, bud, you're going to have to stay home, not fly jets over Canada. And, so he's coming home. Everybody have a great weekend. Spay, neuter, geld, and go to the MASH Horses Facebook page. We need some fly masks. We need some fly masks for these horses, so we're taking donations. Have a great weekend.
All right. See ya. Thank you, everybody. Watch it on tomorrow. Cross country.
Go James Alliston.